Today, we have some exciting updates in the world of AMD GPUs, software support, and the competitive landscape of AI and graphics. Let's dive right in with a quick overview of today's headlines. 1. AMD ROCm 7.2.1 release. AMD has launched ROCm 7.2.1, enhancing support for Ubuntu 24.04.4 LTS with various bug fixes and performance improvements. 2. KDE Plasma 6.6 versus GNOME 50 Starward. Recent tests show that KDE Plasma 6.6 offers significant performance advantages for AMD Radeon graphics over GNOME 50 on Ubuntu 20.04. 3. Intel's Arc Pro GPUs for AI. Intel has introduced the Arc Pro B70 and B65 GPUs, targeting AI and professional applications with impressive memory and bandwidth specifications. 4. NVIDIA's open versus proprietary AI models. NVIDIA's recent announcements at GTC emphasize a future where both open and proprietary AI models coexist, driving innovation across various industries. Now let's take a deeper dive into these stories. AMD ROCm 7.2.1 release. Starting with the ARM 7.2.1 release, this update builds on the previous RM 7.2, adding official support for Ubuntu 24.04.4 LTS, which was released back in February. This is particularly significant as it marks the end of support for ROCm on Ubuntu 24.04.3, showcasing AMD's commitment to keeping their software ecosystem up to date with the latest LTS releases. For those unfamiliar, ROCm, or Radeon Open Compute, is AMD's open-source software platform for GPU computing. The 7.2.1 version brings several enhancements, notably improved performance for HIP-BLASL, particularly for MXFP8 and MXFP4 gem kernels. This is crucial for developers working with machine learning workloads, as these optimizations can lead to faster computations. Additionally, ROCm 7.2.1 introduces support for JAX.8.2, a popular library used for high-performance numerical computing, which is great news for ML engineers. It also discontinues the ROCm offline installer creator, streamlining the installation process. Notably, the updated version enhances GPU monitoring capabilities with the addition of temperature sensor support via the AMD SME command, giving developers better insights into their hardware performance. For installation details and further documentation, developers can refer to the ROCm documentation portal. KDE Plasma 6.6 versus GNOME 50. Next, let's talk about the KDE Plasma 6.6 desktop environment and its performance in comparison to GNOME 50 on the upcoming Ubuntu 26.04. Recent tests indicate that KDE Plasma 6.6, particularly in its Wayland session, is outperforming GNOME 50 across a variety of gaming and graphics workloads when using AMD Radeon graphics. This is exciting for developers and users who rely on Linux for gaming and graphical applications. The performance gains are attributed to KDE's optimizations for AMD hardware, which seem to provide a smoother experience in many scenarios. However, it's important to note that some users did experience hard freezes with certain games, which indicates that while performance is impressive, stability could still be an area for improvement. The tests utilized the AMD Radeon RX 9070 XT graphics card and Mesa 26.0, a graphics library that provides open-source drivers for AMD GPUs. This ongoing competition between desktop environments is a win for users, as it encourages continuous improvement and innovation. Intel's Arc Pro GPUs for AI. Moving on to Intel, the company has unveiled its Arc Pro B70 and B65 GPUs, designed specifically for AI and professional applications. The B70 is a powerhouse with 32 Xe cores running at 2800 MHz, delivering a theoretical 22.9 TFLOPS of FP32 compute performance. Coupled with 32 GB of GDDR6 memory, this GPU is tailored for local AI inference workloads where high memory capacity and bandwidth are critical. The B70's memory bandwidth of 608 gigabit per second is particularly advantageous for large language model, LLM inference, where fitting both models and context in GPU memory is essential. It's targeted at a wide power envelope of 160 watts to 290 watts, allowing for flexibility in cooling solutions. Interestingly, the B65 variant maintains the same memory specs, but reduces the compute capacity to 20 Xe cores. This could appeal to users who need more memory for professional applications without requiring the full compute power of the B70. Pricing starts at $949 for the B70, positioning it competitively against NVIDIA's RTX Pro 4000, which is priced at $1,800. While these cards are not marketed for gaming, they could certainly handle gaming workloads, albeit not as efficiently as dedicated gaming GPUs. The focus on AI and professional applications reflects Intel's strategy to carve out a niche in a market dominated by NVIDIA. NVIDIA's open versus proprietary AI models. Finally, let's discuss NVIDIA's recent statements at the GTC, where CEO Jensen Huang emphasized that the future of AI will not be a binary choice between open and proprietary models. Instead, it will be a hybrid ecosystem that leverages the strengths of both approaches. NVIDIA has positioned itself as a leader in open source AI, claiming to be the largest organization on Hugging Face, with nearly 4,000 team members contributing to the development of open models. The newly announced NVIDIA Nemotron Coalition aims to foster collaboration among model builders and AI labs to advance open foundation models. Key takeaways from the discussions at GTC included the notion that AI agents are becoming highly capable coworkers and the importance of orchestration in deploying AI models. The idea is to create a multimodal, multi-cloud orchestration system that allows different models to work together seamlessly, thus maximizing the potential of AI applications across various industries. This approach not only democratizes access to AI, but also encourages innovation, as organizations can combine proprietary data with open models to derive unique insights and solutions. The emphasis on trust and accessibility in open systems is particularly relevant as developers look for reliable frameworks to deploy long-running AI agents. Closing thoughts. In conclusion, the landscape of GPUs and AI is rapidly evolving, with AMD making strides in software support and performance, Intel entering the AI GPU market with competitive offerings, and NVIDIA advocating for a balanced approach between open and proprietary models. As we look forward, it's clear that collaboration and innovation will be key drivers in shaping the future of technology. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the developments in the GPU space and their implications for AI and ML workloads. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPU technology.